Kentucky couple under house arrest after testing positive for coronavirus. By Kyle Morris on July 19, 2020. A Kentucky couple has been placed on house arrest and made to wear ankle monitors after the wife tested positive for coronavirus and refused to sign papers that stated she would self-quarantine, according to multiple reports. As a precaution before traveling to visit her parents in Michigan, Elizabeth Lynn Scott said she was tested for the coronavirus. Lynn Scott tested positive for the virus but exhibited no symptoms. "My grandparents wanted to see me, too," Lynn Scott told Michigan's Wilkes. "So, just to make sure if I tested negative, that they would be okay, that everything would be fine." According to Lynn Scott, the Hardin County Health Department requested that she sign paperwork agreeing to call the health department whenever she decided to leave her house. Lynn Scott said she refused to sign the papers because of the wording. However, she had no problems with self-quarantine, according to Wilkes. "My part was if I have to go to the ER. If I have to go to the hospital, I'm not going to wait to get the approval to go," Lynn Scott told Wilkes. After she refused to sign the paperwork, Lynn Scott received a text message informing her that the situation would be turned over to law enforcement officials, according to KBC TV. Later that week, Lynn Scott's husband, Isaiah, was met by law enforcement officers at their front door. "I open up the door, and there's like 8 different people, 5 different cars, and I'm like, what the heck's going on? This guy's in a suit with a mask. It's the health department guy, and they have 3 papers for us. For me, her and my daughter," Isaiah Lynn Scott said. "We didn't rob a store. We didn't steal something. We didn't hit and run. We didn't do anything wrong," Elizabeth Lynn Scott said. According to the Kentucky couple, they were placed in ankle bracelets that send alerts to officials if they get further than 200 feet from their home. Lynn Scott also said she did not refuse to self-quarantine. But that's exactly what the director of the public health department told the judge. "I'm like, that's not the case at all. I never said that," Lynn Scott added. The couple now has plans to hire an attorney to handle the legal side of things in the matter. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.